The state of Florida receives about 25,000 refugees every year. That's according to the Refugee Services, a state agency with offices in Miami, Tallahassee, and Orlando that assist refugees in the resettlement process. The integration of the refugees will be the topic of the conference this Wednesday in Miami, hosted by Refugee Services and Gulf Coast Jewish Services. A key speaker is Dr. Lynn McBrien, assistant professor in the Department of Psychological and Social Foundations at the University of South Florida, Sarasota Manatee College of Education. She presents the research she conducted last year when she provided digital cameras for the 17 refugee high school students from Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough County.
Because the refugee youth, they came from many countries, it was about 8 countries, had various English language skills, we also felt that they might be able to give us a better idea of what life was like for them in the United States by being able to use visual media.
The participants shot over 2,000 pictures about their lives in the United States. Most of the images were about family and celebration. Dr. McBrien says that besides the language and cultural barriers, refugees carry a lot of other baggage because they faced multiple traumas in their home country. These traumas include the loss of their family members, dictatorship, torture, and the spending of years in refugee camps.
And one of the themes that we found, in spite of some of the things they said in interviews and essays that they wrote during this time period, was that they're very aware of very frightening things that they left. And they had a lot of sadness in leaving behind dear friends and family members. And yet their photos and their interviews were very full of hope, appreciation for education, and for the opportunities that they'll have here.
The most representative students' photos and essays are currently exhibited at USF Sarasota campus. McBrien hopes that the workshops based on her research will guide teachers to help students integrate themselves into our culture. Another partner in this research project is Gulf Coast Jewish Services, a co-organizer of the conference. This agency provides mental health care services for over 40,000 Floridians yearly and offers refugee services. The program administrator of the Refugee Services is Anne Marie Winter.
Our program assists about 2,000 refugees and asylees. We help refugee children and their families. We help survivors of torture. And so we help a wide range of refugees that come to the state of Florida.
Her agency offers hands-on programs to help refugees understand American culture and values.
We had a recent trip for kids to a bowling alley, which might seem like a great little cultural activity, but it was a wonderful way to introduce them to the American pastime of bowling. The kids were adding the scores, and so they were doing math, and it's a wonderful way for them to socialize as well. So that's an integration model that works very, very well.
Due to a last-minute presidential allowance, there will be a higher influx of refugees this year, says Anne Marie Winter, Program Administrator of Refugee Services at the Gulf Coast Jewish Family Services.
Every year, the president decrees to Congress the number of refugees that are going to come to the United States. President Bush, before he left office, decided that 80,000 refugees would come to the United States this year, starting with October 2008. That's actually an increase of 10,000 over last year.
Winter says Cubans are historically the largest group of refugees coming to the state of Florida.
And they are granted immediate refugee status upon entering. Second would be Haitians. After Haitians, the numbers kind of pretty much level off. So you have Colombians, Guatemalans, Burmese, Iraqis still coming to the United States.
Winter has worked 14 years abroad in refugee centers because she wanted to understand the challenges refugees face all over the world.
Life is a journey, just like it is for so many people that come to the United States. My journey was in the other direction. I had a passion to work in international assistance, and particularly with refugees. I did an internship at the United Nations when I was in college, and then started working with the United Nations in Croatia and Bosnia during the conflict there.
On Wednesday in Miami, national and international experts in refugee mental health and resettlement services are going to explore which practices in the U.S. can be implemented in refugee youth, refugee families, and torture victims for the agencies that cater for their needs. Again, Anne Marie Winter from the Gulf Coast Jewish Family Services.
I think it's important for listeners to understand that refugees are incredibly resilient, amazing people. Albert Einstein was a refugee to the United States. These are people who have really understood what it is to become an American. They have embraced the American dream, and this conference is celebrating the history, the richness of refugees, and making sure that we continue to provide services to them so that they can continue to thrive in their own communities.
For more information about the conference and the organization, visit their website at www.gcjfc.org. In St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.